This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Los Angeles, schools may have to cancel upcoming dances and athletic games and band practice. Schools say they used to pay for these activities with their cut of the money from vending machine sales. But now the LA School District has banned the sale of junk food in those machines. So there goes the money. And what's supposed to replace it? NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
As soon as school ends, 17-year-old Stephanie Pugh and her friends make a beeline to the ice cream man waiting across the street from Hamilton High School in West L.A. The kids say they aren't into the soy milk and baked chips now being sold on campus. Pugh says she usually bought a soda and some candy every day at school.
Up to about $3 a day, $15 a week. And that's a pretty good amount of money. I mean, so it's like they're losing that. Say every kid was to spend $15 a week. Think about it, how much they're losing, you know?
The district doesn't have any official numbers yet, but early estimates put the losses as high as $2 million for the first 5 months the junk food ban has been in effect. Despite the drop, Glenn Peoples, waiting outside Hamilton High to pick up his two kids, says he supports the ban.
You know, you don't worry about the money in junk food. That's ridiculous. You know, is that what you're there for, to create money, or are you there to educate kids? You know, you have to ask yourself what's more important. And I believe the health of the kids is more important than anything. That's what we're here for, you know.
Keeping kids healthy is important for teachers at Monroe High School in L.A.'s San Fernando Valley. But Lisa Jones, the community outreach coordinator from Monroe, says the drop in sales has forced the school to dip into its reserves.
When we had junk food on the campus, which was soda and chips and all that, we were about $18,000 a month, and now they're at about $6,000. So since July 1st, 2004, the decline has been steady and strong.
Monroe Student Store actually began selling healthier snacks 2 years ago when it launched a pilot project preparing all LA schools for the ban.
Could I have an apple juice?
Jones says when Monroe officials were in charge of ordering the healthier snacks, sales held steady. But since July, when the district-wide ban went into effect, popular snacks like frozen yogurt and fruit slushy stopped being offered.
The cafeteria is now in charge of deciding which foods are approved to be sold on campus everywhere, which they weren't before. And that sets up a dynamic of sort of fox in the hen house kind of thing. Why are they going to quickly approve a bunch of items that are going to be sort of in competition with them?
Further slowing down the process, says Jones, is that there's only one dietitian approving new snacks for the entire district. Officials say there is plenty of variety for schools to pick from, and that they're just trying to get better deals from vendors by grouping together contracts. But school board member Marlene Cantor, who spearheaded the junk food ban, says she's frustrated with the slow pace.
The gap between becoming aware of a problem and implementing it correctly in a large district like LA Unified does not happen overnight.
Cantor says the district needs to be more aggressive and encourage large companies to come back to the schools with healthier options. For now, schools are trying to make up their losses by selling gift wrap and holding book fairs. 16-year-old Chrissy Severa says she misses the junk food, but she thinks everyone is more mellow without it.
Before, they used to be really hyper when there were sodas and stuff like that. And now it's, you know, I don't know, it seems more calmer, like they're not as crazy as before.
She seems to be right. School fights at Monroe High School are down by 75%, and the principal says suspensions have dropped by a quarter. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.